Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 22nd of March. We've had one here. This flipping microphone, Chrissy's spreadsheet's got me to buy. On the side, it's just got a little mute button. It's just a little push button. I've gone to move the mic earlier when I've just started recording the podcast. I've obviously pressed it in. I've spent 15 minutes talking to myself again. 15 minutes talking to myself, not noticed that the mic isn't on. I've been waffling away and it's recorded nothing. Flipping spreadsheets again, setting me up for failure. Right, where do we start? Well, we had a day yesterday, people. I lost my shit yesterday. I lost me rag. The world is, I mean, people are thick. It's simple as that. It's just absolutely, people are thick. Nobody's taking this as seriously as they should be. I think the country needs to go in a full lockdown. People at the minute, it's not time for theories, conspiracy theories, your fake news. It's a time to do what the fucking worldwide experts are doing. Look at what South Korea did. Use proper sites to educate yourself as a shitstorm of death is heading our way. And I don't mean that in any other way than it's meant. We're on a higher trajectory than Italy. They're losing 600-700 people a day. And it is going to take people to start seeing that, or losing people close to them to start to fucking see what's going on here. People like Matt Letizia, who I loved as a footballer, but talking shit about flu. This is not flu. This is fucking dangerous. People are dying. The health service is going to become overwhelmed. We'll worry about the rest of the shit later. We've got to get it under control. And somebody who's got a wife in a high risk group, when I see what's going on, I'm fucking disgusted with it. I said in Brexit, people, don't call us thick. People are fucking thick as mints. It is as plain and simple as that. They were fucking welding doors shut in Wuhan. We should perhaps weld a few and fucking not go back and open them again. Just plain and utter fucking wankers. People going to Waterstones bookshops. Just imagine picking up, touching books and fucking this, that and the other. And the chief executive's too fucking arrogant and wants his money to shut the shop. The National Trust open their doors for free for people to go and enjoy outdoor space, and people abuse it and avoid all sorts of social distancing. So it has to be shut. People running to places like Aviemore and Snowdon. What, do they think it's fucking immune up there? If I go a little bit remote, it's not going to get me? Fucking thick as fucking mince. It is as simple as that. And this is not a time, as I say, for politics, finance. I know people's jobs are... It's all that is very stressful, but the first thing we got to do is get it under control. The government are doing what they can to take care of finances. It's a fast moving thing and a fast moving machine that they're putting in place to deal with it. The first thing you've got to do is fucking stay indoors and stop other people getting it, and stop jeopardising other people's lives and putting the people who are working hard, the fucking NHS, in great danger. And I don't mean, you know, we do need to go out to shops and get food, but I went to a supermarket yesterday, literally drove to Sainsbury's, walked in, walked out again, completely empty. And I mean completely empty. We're talking a massive superstore, barely a thing in it. So I walked out. I then went to about 5 miles down the road. There was a Morrison's, and I'm playing supermarket bingo with myself. I had two pricks, three twats, a fuck off. Crossing them all off. I had a go at about five people in there, and I don't give a fuck about it. What are they going to do? Absolute fucking pricks. Just grabbing anything, shoving it in their trolley. Nobody's paying any attention to how close people are. Absolute. So that's my new game now over the next few weeks, is supermarket bingo. I've got my card made. I'm going to fill it up. I filled off a few the same yesterday, but I called two people a prick, about three people a twat, and told a bloke at the fucking cash point, not the cash point, the checkout, to fuck off. But I did thank the girl behind the checkout, selling me the goods and working hard. I went in, washed my hands, and I just thought then, driving home, I had to go past the local golf club. So I thought, I'm just going to drive in and see how many people are up there, if anybody's playing. And I literally did just do a drive around the car park. About 100 cars. So obviously a lot of people have been out playing. This golf club's got a balcony that can probably take, at a maximum, if they have a function, 60 people. So the bar and everything is shut. The whole clubhouse is shut down. But no, I about 40 to 50 people on the balcony. So they've played golf. They can't have a beer because the clubhouse and everything is shut. But they're all just up on the balcony mingling with, you know, sitting 8-10 people around a small table. I wanted to get out and have a go at them, and I just thought, I can't be fucking bothered. Just absolute fuckwits, and I don't care what people say, the fucking human race at times is thick as fucking mince. It is as simple as that. Wankers everywhere and fucking thick as mince, and you see what happens over the next 2 weeks. What you do today will affect what happens in 8, 10, 14 days time. It is as simple as fucking that, but fucking thick as mincers can't see it. Oh, only 100 people dying, so it doesn't matter at the minute. Yes, it fucking does, you fucking imbeciles. Don't call me fucking stupid. Where you are, you're fucking dim as fuck. So yeah, fucking running off to Avi Moore Snowden. What the fucking hell's the matter with people? Right, where were we? Where was I? Fucking tossers. Book of the day. Let's do that. Book of the day. This one. Book of the day. Virgin asking me to check in for a flight to America tomorrow. Fucking useless. Just had a notification on my phone. Check in for a flight. This one's very apt for what's happening at the moment. It's another good read. The Future of Feeling. So this isn't so much a self-help book. This is actually about building empathy in a tech-obsessed world. It's by Caitlin Ugalik Phillips, and it is a book about the sort of uprising of social media and how we're living our lives now. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Really interesting book. So, yes, The Future of Feeling, Building Empathy in a Tech-Obsessed World by Caitlin Ugalik Phillips. So that is one. Put on your list. Give it a read. See what you think. I keep saying it. I'll probably do it tomorrow. Get these books on the podcast, on the website, so that you can see them. Right, what else have I got? Stat of the day. Right, I've made a little video. It's actually rendering and being ready to publish soon. I will put it on the website under the FTS blog. So where the sort of Cheltenham things is, so go to ftsincome.co.uk, then click FTS blog. Basically just showing, getting, obviously when I've started these trends, lots of questions. I'll try and answer as much as I can over videos, how I use them, this, that and the other. But I've made a video showing you my analysis sheet that comes off. It's not something that's available to you. I talk about that in the video about how, you know, this is where I want to get people to. But basically just shows you how I quickly can analyse in a click 20 odd thousand games, and how I then just start to use that analysis. It's very much the sort of embryonic phase of what I do, but just made a little video. I thought, as we're in strange times, we'll have a bit of time to sit and watch a 5-10 minute video. There's no super production or anything. It's very much like the podcast. I'm talking as I'm doing it. But just shows you some interesting, and basically where you've had those stats from, that is where it has come from. Over the period of this these bet slips that I've been giving you the stats, this is the exact sheet where that has come from for the raw data. So you can use that in your, watch that in your own time. As I say, go to the blog and have a look. But the stat of the day is, I shall just tell you, it is laying away teams in the English Championship, laying away teams in the Championship, and this is the exact one that is in the video, between 4.7 and 5.3, 119 bets for 50 points profit since August 2017, only again four losing months, the worst of which was 4.2 points. Not a ton of bets, but that's the exact one I show in the video. And obviously, as I mentioned in the video again, that would be down to further analysis. So other things that you may well look at for before placing your bets. It's not just literally, let me jump on these and that is it. Right, and we have got some racing again in Ireland. We got a bit second yesterday with Forina. So it's unfortunately just one of those things, isn't it, at the minute. It's just horrific times. But I've got a one horse for today, if I can find it. He says, let me just get them up. here we go. Oh, got it the wrong way. And then I might need a market, mightn't we? It's racing today is at Downpatrick. And in 3:10 is the Ulster Handicap Chase. So let me just find the market for a second. Sorry, let's get it out. Bear with me. And it's Out Sam. She will be out in a minute. Out on her flipping ear. Out Sam, win and place, currently 15.5. Out Sam, win and place in the 3:10 at Downpatrick. It's 3 mile, 4 furlongs. So even one that may well trade that, and you've got plenty of time to make your trade. Mother's Day, I mentioned that yesterday. I'm not one for all this Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day. I think if you love someone, tell them every flipping time you see them, or ring them up and tell them. There is, and I saw one of the guys this morning tweet it, and somebody else had mentioned it to me, an app, a great app for meeting people. And I can't find it now. Typical Happy something it's called. Bear with me, because I'll try and find it. House Party, not Happy. House Party, which is a group video chat app. You can get it in the iOS App Store, Google, I imagine it's the Play Store. House Party, it enables you to have multiple people talking via video. So I think you can have 5, 6, 7, or 8 people all linked in together. House Party, it's an app that at this time it may well just help people stay connected. You don't have to pop around the house to see someone. Obviously, I know a lot of us would like to see our mothers. I miss mine pretty much every day. It's gone, what is it now, flipping heck, 17 years since she passed away. But it's no big deal that we can't all get out and see them. There are far more important things going on in the world. But give them a call, get House Party, have a video call, whatever. Do whatever you can to stay connected with people. We have, as I've always mentioned this week, FTS Connect. If you're lonely, if you're bored, if you want to talk to somebody, then get talking. I'm going to have some other activities. I'm going to try and do some quizzes and stuff like that, and some more betting stuff. For people over this period as time permits. But yes, it is. That's it. Basically, I've got nothing else to discuss with you for today. I'm going to get this video online as quickly as I can. So when you finish this podcast, hopefully it should be that I've uploaded that and it is on the FTS blog. But it will certainly be up sometime over the next hour. It's just a matter of how long it takes to render and get published and uploaded. Right, Sunday. Have a lovely Mothering Sunday. Do the best you can, but stay safe, stay indoors. I do think that we're going to be heading for a countrywide lockdown, certainly London, maybe other areas, because unfortunately people just think they're better than this, better than the virus, and it won't get me, and fuck them and fuck everybody else. You see the best and worst of people at times like this, and I think society in areas, they are complete and utter a famous German striker. Right, have a lovely, somebody will work that out. Have a lovely Sunday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. No singing.